talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's the Exchange Club on this Friday, October 25th. Getaway Friday, October 25th, last Friday in the month of October 2019. Can you believe that? Next Friday, Charlie, it will be November.
Real? Oh, no kidding.
November the 1st.
Well, let's stop that.
Thanksgiving already around the corner. Now, do you have your candy ready for next Thursday?
Oh, no. Well, I tell you, the Dayspring Wesleyan Church this Sunday will hand out tons of candy and trunk or treat.
Now, I was asking this earlier on. They don't do it out of trunks, do they?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they really. I don't know why. Well, it's convenient to store the. Yeah, and each kid gets one piece of candy.
So they do this in the parking lot?
Yes, on the west side.
So everybody brings a trunk full of candy.
Well, the church supplies a lot, but people do too.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So this will be this coming Sunday?
Yes, it will be.
All right.
27th, I think.
Is it after church or?
After church, yeah, in the middle of the afternoon.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And I think Trick or Treat for Marian is on Trick or Treat Night, October 31st.
Oh, okay.
Usually they try to have it a little, I don't want to say the time. By the way, anybody know what Trick or Treat time is in Marian? I'm sure somebody does out there. I bet it's like 6.
I would think either 5 till 7 or something. I don't know.
I know they started changing it a few years ago because the time change used to happen in the beginning of October.
Yes.
But now they've moved it to November.
Ah, I see.
So it's all about daylight hours. Mm. So now it's a little later than it used to be because of the way that time changes.
Yeah.
Now next weekend will be time change weekend. First weekend in November.
No kidding.
I believe that's
Woo!
Right.
Now, we're going to lose some daylight in the morning?
No, we'll gain it in the morning. We'll lose it at night.
Oh, okay.
Because we fall backwards.
Yes, spring forward and fall backwards.
Spring forward, fall backwards.
Or if you trip, you don't know where you're going to go.
Go ahead, caller.
Trick or treat in Marion is 5:30 to 7:30.
Oh, 2 hours. And is it on Halloween night?
Yeah, it's on Halloween night.
Halloween night, 5:30 to 7:30. Thank you.
Yeah.
There we go. 5:30 to 7:30. Did it used to be that long, 2 hours, Charlie?
I think so, yeah.
But
it's in Caledonia that night, too. And, yeah, there's a little bit of air. It's all over the place.
Do you fill up your trunk and treat?
No, I don't. I did it one time, I think. But now I'm too old. My wife and I will just, if anything, observe. But more than likely, I'll just stay home.
Well, is there a... is that still the thing about if you leave your porch light on...
Oh, that... Yeah, you welcome...
You welcome people,
yes.
And if you turn it off, you don't.
Guess whose porch light's never on? Because there are no kids in Clarendon.
None?
None.
Oh, no. So nobody's out trick-or-treating.
Got a bunch of old-timers.
Oh. Well, but, you know, so... Trunk or treats have kind of replaced trick or treat.
Yeah, you might, and it's an odd title, trunk or treat. In other words, hey, we'll give you some candy if you stay out of our trunk.
That's right.
I don't know.
Oh, I did see before we took the air here today that remember the lady, the actress who went to prison for the whole school bribery thing?
Oh, yes.
She was released today.
She was?
She's done.
Now, if that was an ordinary person, though, they'd be in for years.
Yeah, she got 14 days and served 11.
Wow. Isn't that something?
But did that do anything?
No.
Why did they put... Why?
Yeah.
And the other lady, they're scaring her half to death.
Well, that's right. She's yet to be sentenced.
They just laid another charge on her of bribery.
Ooh.
I think they want to put her away for a long time.
Sounds like it, yes.
But why? What? I mean, I understand this is a crime... But, well, since they've got a bed open, maybe I'll head over to the prison. they've got a bed open today.
Boy, isn't that interesting?
I couldn't believe it.
I can only imagine the treatment she got in prison.
Well, can you imagine, after all that, being arrested and having to plea and then having to worry about what your sentence is and then having to wait to go to prison for 14 days, walking out today and knowing this is over, she must feel relieved.
Oh, yeah, I would think. Hey, by the way, I heard they were going to cancel the World Series tonight.
They are?
Yeah, the Democrats have filed against the Houston team. They want an investigation.
Oh, Charlie. Oh, man. Don't you like to see your tax dollars at work with all these investigations?
Oh, work to death. Oh, my.
Well, how's the World Series? I haven't even paid attention. My Cubs aren't in it. There's no Ohio team in it.
I think it's even Steven now.
Oh, is it? It's a good World Series.
Yeah, it looks like it, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. We did want to ask, because this morning during my show, I called Dunkin' Donuts, and the lady this morning told us what the popular donut of the day is.
Oh, yeah, what is the...
Well, that's what we want to know. She told us this morning, but I said I was going to ask it during the noon show, and if you get it right, you can have a prize, or you can just be the smartest person in the world today.
Huh.
So if you remember, and you have to say it exactly... Because
and I heard her say it, and I can't remember.
I forgot it as soon as she
all
said it.
All I heard was maple.
I wrote it down. What donut did this Dunkin' Donuts woman, and I'm going to make it a two-parter because I think that's too easy. How many varieties did she say were on display today?
Dozens, isn't it? Wasn't it? A dozen?
Yeah, it's over a dozen.
Yeah.
So here's the question. You have 45 minutes to get this. What donut did the Dunkin' Donut woman this morning, who was at work, say was the popular donut of the day? And how many varieties of donuts did she say were on display this morning for the customers?
Hmm. Now, was she a company employee or an individual facility?
Individual facility.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 740-383-9944. Now, we do know that a Dunkin' Donuts is coming to Marion, and we've got a little more information on this today. It's not going next to the Carlisle.
On the west side.
Right. It's going
I never thought it was.
Well, I thought you said that.
Yeah, I said it was on the other side of Carlisle's, the east side.
But it's on the other side of Jiffy Lube, right?
It's this side of Jiffy Lube. It'd be west of Jiffy.
I don't. We got to get a map. Go ahead, caller.
It was maple frosted.
It was a maple frosted donut. You got 50%. Now, how many varieties did she say were on display this morning?
I think it was it 26?
26. You
sounds
got
like it.
It,
yeah.
26 and maple frosted. Would you like a prize today?
Nope, I'm not eligible.
Here's,
I was listening this morning.
Well, I'm glad you stuck with. Here's what. Any place you go today, if you go out to dinner, because Friday night's dinner night,
uh-huh.
Let people know you're the smartest person in Marion today.
Yeah, there you go.
You got it. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
So, in other words, that beauty shop, they'll tear down. Did I hear they wanted to tear down Jiffy Lube, too?
No, I don't think they want to tear down. Jiffy Lube's still in business, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, they don't want to tear that down. So, but it's on the opposite side of Jiffy Lube, isn't it?
It's on the west side.
Well, doesn't that depend on where you're standing?
Well,
if I'm standing on Mount Vernon Avenue, west is one way, but if I'm standing on the other side, west is the opposite way.
Is that right?
I think
so. I remember that.
Well, because isn't it, how I always remember it, west and east, it's we.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will spell we, right?
Yeah.
So if you turned around, it would be different. Boy, we're not exactly Christopher Columbus. Go ahead, caller.
I'll agree with the guy this morning. I think he said it's going to be that brick house they're going to tear down
across
from McDaniels.
Right, but where is the... So what is the congregation? Does it go Brick House, Jiffy Lube, and...
No, it's Jiffy Lube, the Brick House, then Carlisle's, and then The old doctor's office, and then the beauty shop, and then the dollar store.
Okay, so the brick house is across the street from Carlisle.
No,
yeah, across the street
actually
straight across the street from McDaniel's Motors.
Oh, right. Okay, gotcha.
That's more descriptive, yeah.
All right, well, hey, thank you. We're glad to know. Yeah, because people thought it was going to go next to the Carlisle.
And other people are saying, it's so typical. Well, they're going to tear down a good house. Why would they do that? I see that on Facebook. They could say there's a $1 million grant that's going out to poor people, and people would say, well, they could use that money somewhere else.
I know, that's how
people,
we get it.
Americans are terrible.
Cranky. Yeah? We're cranky.
Cranky is all get out.
But maybe the donut, the sugar, will make these people a little better.
It may make them hyper.
Can you imagine the first day that opens?
Oh.
You might as well just shut down Mount Vernon Avenue that day.
Yeah, they've got to rearrange traffic there. It would be a terrible mess.
Well, it's my understanding that they've got permission for a street cut that you'll be able to enter from either direction on Mount Vernon Avenue, but you'll only be able to exit
going north.
North?
Yeah.
I thought it would be east.
If we went exit east, you go through Jiffy Lube.
Well, they made a deal.
You want your oil change? No, I just wanted to get some donuts.
Isn't there a road there or an alley?
I don't know. Clarendon Avenue is somewhere in there.
No, wait a second. North is Main Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the east end of town. So if you pulled out, you'd be going east. Oh, God.
Got me confused.
This is awful. Go ahead, caller.
I just wanted to tell Scott that east and west does not change no matter what way you're facing. You go east out toward Mount Gilead on Mount Vernon Avenue. If you go the other way, you're going west.
Yeah.
Now, right and left can change. If you turn around, then your right hand's on the other side. But east and west do not change when you turn around.
So it doesn't always spell we.
No.
Oh, so when people tell you that, that's a misnomer then?
Whoever told you that?
I was a teacher somewhere along the line. But do you understand this Dunkin' Donuts? If you pulled out...
No, I don't care about that, but I just wanted to make sure that you understood west and east.
No, I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so if we're in Marion, the north side of town is Main Street.
Up to a point... It's Main Street from where? Columbia? Going north?
Well, I thought it was center.
No.
Because that's the
what
center
would you
of
call?
Town. Isn't center?
Yeah, center, yeah.
There's the middle.
Yeah.
So if you went north of center, that would be north.
Yeah.
And if you go south of center, that's south.
Okay, now what was the question?
The north end of Marion is Main Street.
Yeah.
The south end is the Southland Mall.
Yeah.
The
well, to a point, there is a place where it becomes Delaware Avenue. Ah.
Isn't that south?
Delaware Avenue is south, yeah.
And then east is Meijer and Walmart and all that.
Right.
95. And then west is Whirlpool and all that.
Right.
Nobody goes west. Don't you think west is probably the most underutilized part of town?
In Marion, it is, except Whirlpool is west. The steel factory is west.
The West End.
And the Kellogg Parkway industrial, that's west. The west side of Marion is industry.
Oh, yeah. That
including...
So, what would you say? The west side is industry.
Yeah.
The east side clearly is retail.
Mm-hmm.
The south side is deserted.
Medical.
That's right. That's good.
That's right.
That's our medical part. The north side is...
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of buildings that need to be rearranged.
Charlie, that's where our aquatic center is.
Oh, that's right.
That's aquatic territory.
But the north end, they'll never have enough money to get rid of some of those buildings. Now, no attempt, it looks like, is being made to do anything.
I thought the north end has been... They've got Victor's Tacos. They've got Rally's. They've put a Taco Bell in over there. There's a Subway.
Well, that's true.
The only Dairy Queen in town, a McDonald's, some dollar stores.
Yeah. It's just some of the places in between there.
So where is Fair Park?
Like North Main Street on the west side and the east side. Those buildings need to...
Well, that's a little rough. Yeah. But so now wouldn't Fair Park be northeast?
Yes, it is.
That's northeast.
Absolutely.
Okay. So where do we live? Because we're outside the city limits.
East.
We live east. Okay. Now, so we're East Enders.
Yeah, right. That's where the rich people live.
We all live. That's right. We got the money out in the East End.
Yeah.
But we still don't understand this Dunkin' Donuts. Because you can enter going either way, north or south, right? East or west?
No.
Well, on 95, it's east and west, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be able to enter east or west.
Yeah, but if you're going east, you'd have to cross two lanes of traffic.
To get on the other side of the road,
yeah,
yes.
Which is a no-no.
Right, so the exit will go west.
Yeah, it'd be like at Wendy's, where you have to cross. Coming out of there, it should be right turn only.
But we don't mind that. We leave that open.
Oh, boy. It's a disaster.
Boy, if you tell people they couldn't pull out of Wendy's correctly, they'd be all the way. So you'll be able to enter east or west, but you'll only be able to exit west.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay. Nobody will pay attention to that.
I tell you what, regional planning would be the ones to refer to.
I give that 10 minutes, even if they set it up that way. People will be pulling into the other lane.
Yeah.
How are you going to stop them?
I don't know, but this diagonal parking on West Center here is terrible.
Well, I hear they're going to do that over on by Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. But anyhow, the regular type of diagonal parking, the street is not wide enough for it. Period.
Well, that's true. I don't know how that's... Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah?
Dunkin' Donuts. It is east. It don't matter what you look at it. And if you're coming back into town, it is west. And it's sitting nearby, going to be there by Jiffy. And so it'll be west-north side coming in, be the southeast side going out.
Okay, I've got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got it?
I got it. You know what? At this point, I don't care because I know... I've lived in Marion long enough to know you can turn that a certain way. You can tell people not they're going to go the other way.
Yeah, you know, it'd be interesting to get somebody on here from regional planning because they are the people that oversee locations.
The city better hire a cop to sit there at Dunkin' Donuts all day long because I'm telling you, people will go east.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
How can you stop somebody from going east? I mean, you can kind of push it. You can put one of those turnstiles in.
Well, you put up a sign, no left turn.
People don't read this. They'll probably put it on the ground.
Well, it's bad enough. On East Center Street, the design is on the street to where you merge lanes.
Hey. Well... People have their donuts. That's the most important part.
Well, that's right. Another business comes to Marion.
Right. And hopefully it'll open the same time as the Golden Panda or the smoothie joint up the road.
That's right. Keep watching the Panda Express. I don't know what kind of surface they're putting on the wood now.
Think about this. In about, I would say before Christmas, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You'll be able to start going. Let's say you're, get this right. Let's say you're out east. Out in our rich neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then you turn to come west, you'll be able to first stop in and get yourself a smoothie, go a little further, get yourself a little Chinese dinner, go a little further and get some donuts.
Yeah, right.
And
or if you went across the street, there's another Chinese restaurant.
But you got to get out of your car for that one.
No, they have a drive-up.
Hong Kong?
No, not Hong Kong. It's at the end of... It, you know where the places that sells used furniture and stuff?
What's Goodwill? The name?
No. It's...
Salvation Army.
No, it's... What? Oh.
The Restore.
Restore.
Yes.
Okay, this Chinese restaurant is on the front end of Restore. Now, you know where Restore is?
I do, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, there's a Chinese restaurant there.
No, that... That's where, like, the Chamber of Commerce is. And...
No, wait.
That's
Chamber
not a drive.
Commerce?
Yeah, it's right out front of the Reese store. Oh, God, this
is... No, in front of the Reese store is that little Chinese restaurant. I love their hot and sour soup.
Where? The Reese store is over...
You know, what do they call it, Mallard Square?
That's it. That's where the chamber
is. It's at the very end of Mallard Square.
The chamber is in Mallard Square.
No, the chamber isn't out there.
Well, what is... Oh, the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yeah.
Yeah, excuse me. Yes, Convention and Visitors
and
Bureau.
And this is on down the way at the very last building.
But they don't have a drive-through.
Yes, they do.
Well, when did they do that?
They've had it forever.
No,
I've been up there many times to get hot and sour soup.
I ate there one time with Jeff Ruth.
Yeah, well, that was an experience.
Boy, oh boy, we were there for about 3 days. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, well, Charlie's right. That Lee Gardens Chinese
Lee
restaurant.
Gardens. Yeah, but how could you put a drive-through in there? It's part of the Mallard Square.
You can't. You get out and go in and pick up your order and then
you
go
can
get
pull,
the car
I,
home.
There's no
there's
drive-through
a window
there,
on the west side.
No, Charlie.
That rest there is.
Goodbye.
And I've been there many times, and that's where I get my hot and sour soup.
Okay, listen. It's part of the Mallard Square
On your way
building.
Home today, you go out there and you see if I'm not right.
Does anybody know? Our caller just said there you have to get out and get it.
Oh, no, he doesn't know.
I don't know.
No, you don't have to get out of your car. You just drive up there, and you don't even have to honk. The lady that... it's quite a story, her life story, but how she was went to a university in Toledo or somewhere, met her husband, and goes on and on. But
the Lee Gardens is on the end of the Mallard Square.
Yes, it is.
But so where's the drive-thru?
It's not, well, it's on the west side, on the west wall of Lee's Garden.
The west wall is another business.
No.
Because
behind there is Restar.
Restore. Now, if
maybe this is a restaurant calling.
Oh, God, I hope so. Calling in a meal. Gee whiz. Go ahead, caller.
Are you serious? I eat slow?
Well, I don't know about slow, but you ate quite a bit, so we had to stay for a few days. there's no drive-thru out there at the Lee Gardens, is there?
I don't know. I really don't know.
There really
is. If Charlie says there is, there is.
Oh, there is.
I've never used the drive-thru out there. I haven't been out there very very much. But if Charlie says there's a drive-thru, there's got to be a drive-thru.
You betcha.
Jeff, the building is part of Mallard Square. You're going to put the drive-thru in the Chamber of Commerce or the Convention and Visitors Bureau? I don't understand.
No, that's way down the line.
It's down at the far end.
Yeah, it's the very end.
You can drive back to the Restore, or if you're at the Restore, you can pull out towards the front if you need to pull out on the 95. So there would be room there, I think, for a drive.
Yeah, there's a window, and the lady pops up there and slides it open and says,
Charlie, I think you dream this thing. I live... Okay, Jeff...
You live out that way.
Yeah, I live out... Well, you do, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Jeff, what game are you doing tonight? Is there a game?
River Valley Shelby tonight.
And what time's the kickoff?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Who's going to win that thing? River Valley going to pull it out?
I hope so.
I hear Shelby's good, though, aren't they?
Shelby's very good.
Yeah. And so I hear that might be an uphill battle tonight.
River Valley will have to, as the saying goes, they'll have to come to play.
Now, didn't you do a remote one time from the Lee Gardens?
I don't believe so.
Oh. I thought you might have done it from the drive-thru.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
You've got to stop out there on your way home, Scott.
Well, Jeff, 1490 tonight at 7 o'clock, right? Local.
That's correct.
Local sports. It's going to be a good game. Is this the last game of the season?
No, next week, Pleasant Galleon will be our game.
Are any of our local teams close to playoffs?
Pleasant, River Valley both have shots.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to depend on the next couple of weeks.
So it doesn't look good for River Valley. How's it look for Pleasant?
Pleasant, I think, is fourth. I just was looking at the rankings about a half hour ago after I got home.
Oh.
So Pleasant, they take the top eight teams. I think River Valley is eighth. So if River Valley could win tonight, they'd get a lot of computer points. And then they play Lexington next week. So both teams have shots, but both teams have to win out.
Jeff, what was the best part of Paris?
The Eiffel Tower.
Really? You went all the way to the top?
As far as you can go. It was just, I mean, I knew it would, you know, I've seen pictures, and but as it is a huge structure. It's just, it's mammoth. I had no idea it was as big as it was.
And what, now the Arc de Triomphe, did you see it?
Yes, that's probably about a mile or so away. It's within walking distance of the Eiffel Tower.
Okay, yeah.
But the Champs-Élysées, which is kind of the big street, which is where the Tour de France ends, that kind of is right there. And there's the road that goes by the Arc de Triomphe, it's 12 lanes.
Ooh.
And it comes, there's like 8 different directions that the street comes into that, and you could take a picnic lunch down there someday, just sit there for an hour and just watch the accidents.
Or Dunkin' Donuts.
did you, where best place you ate there, Jeff, and where's the place to go if you're hanging out in France, Paris?
Oh, we one night we ate at a pizza place, and another night we ate at just kind of a nondescript restaurant. We don't spend a lot of money to eat when we go. Oh,
have you ever had escargot?
And I love seafood, but escargot's never really appealed to me.
Yeah, well, it doesn't appeal to a lot of people until you eat it.
Okay.
Well, and it's all shipped over from Europe. But now there's an escargot farm in the United States, finally.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe that will be on my to-do list.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Jeff, thanks for calling.
Hey, I'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Jeff Ruth. Now, tonight, because I do believe in local sports, because that's the only way you can hear them, is the local people hearing them.
Right.
So tonight, 7 p.m., Jeff Ruth, who's really, that's his niche in life. I think he's great at that. 7 p.m., River Valley Shelby on 1490. Now, you can tune over there for 3 hours, but make sure you come back here.
Yes.
Make sure we're on.
Yeah,
but
right.
For those 3 hours, we'll run cartoons or something. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Charlie's right there on that Chinese restaurant. You pull up. They even got lines up to the window. You can go up there and order your window, but it's actually on the east side of Mallard Square, and you can order and get your stuff, and you're on the road.
Very good, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll believe it.
So I just came by there. I know it's there, Carl. There was a car ordering through that window.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Wait, thank you.
All right.
All right.
Good.
I don't know, Charlie. I just if it's part of a building, I don't know how you could get permits to put a drive-through window in the Lee Gardens.
Well, very simple. You just put a window there.
But how do you come?
A sliding glass window.
I ate there one time. Only one time.
Yeah.
I ate with Jeff, and that was it.
Didn't you hear anybody honking?
No, I didn't see anybody when I was there. I think it was a fairly new place.
Okay.
one thing we do want to update people on is we found out about this thing over in Caledonia you've been talking about.
Oh, yes. Is there a release on that?
Yeah, I put it out yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, give people the backstory on this. You know more about the backstory than I do.
Well, all I know is that a boy was burned, 37% of his body. He was life-flighted to Columbus, and that's all I know.
And people on Facebook went nuts because was no press release and said it had some kind of drug issue.
Yes, right.
Okay, well, from Clint Canterbury, the fire chief, there was a fire. A boy was burned. He's at Nationwide. He's still at Nationwide Hospital. But it's not drug-related at all.
Well, that's good to hear.
And they've said that in the press release. Not drug-related at all. But it is under investigation.
Interesting.
So there you go.
Yeah.
There, as Paul Harvey said, there's the rest of the story.
Yes, right.
But see, why did people go to drugs? It wasn't drugs.
Well, there's something like that. Well, there was a meth lab in Caledonia one time. It's the people that lived next to it said they couldn't stand the smell.
Well, I'm just glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
Because there's too much phony baloney news on Facebook.
Oh, you can find all kinds of baloney. Oh,
there
my.
Is. My God.
Oh.
You know, I would start talking about apple butter, but after I've talked about it enough, I told you, did you hear this morning, Charlie?
No.
Oh, yeah. Somebody came up to me this week, and she told me, she said, why are you always talking about apple butter? She said, there you go again with that apple butter. So now I just have to do away with it, because she's
full of apple butter.
She's full. Well, she told me the reason was, this morning I found out, was because she's allergic to apples.
Oh, okay.
So why can't I talk about apple butter?
But, you know, you're talking what makes it brown.
Yeah.
Boiling down apple cider makes it brown, and then your apples.
A gentleman came in this morning.
Yeah.
And told me that there is brown sugar in apple butter.
There is?
That's what he said.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, and that's in the color of the brown sugar is what makes the brown part of apple butter.
I don't believe that. It's boiling down the cider. They use gallons and gallons of sweet cider to pour in there to boil those apple slices in.
So there's apple slices. We agree on that.
Yeah, yeah.
There is cinnamon.
Yeah.
There is apple cider.
And occasionally when it bubbles up, you throw a pat of butter in it.
Now, see, they discredited it. They told me no that last week, Charlie.
Well, if you
on
talk
there,
to a good apple butter maker, they'd tell you. Yeah. You haven't met one yet.
Well, I think my great-grandma was, but she's dead.
Well, she didn't have a 50-gallon cast-iron kettle, did she?
Well, she might have. She was rather old. Great-grandmother.
Oh, my.
She was born in the, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Old days.
Yeah.
But I just think that did anybody ever look this up this week? What I'm gonna catch it from this person. Say, why are you talking about apple butter again? But listen, we have to figure this stuff out. That's what we do here.
Yeah, you know, there's a pretty big apple butter maker in Marion County.
There is?
Oh,
Lawrence?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Tomorrow's the apple butter.
Okay, you can go out and watch it.
And there's plenty of brown sugar there.
I would like to see that.
No, the apple butter, what do they call it? The apple butter churn? Or what is it?
No, it's 50-gallon cast iron kettle.
Kettle.
With a stirring rod.
The stir, that's what they call it tomorrow.
Yeah.
At Lawrence Orchards tomorrow.
Yeah, stir for 8 hours or more.
They're having the apple butter stir. I believe it's from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. at Lawrence Orchards tomorrow. Now, yeah, you might have to bring your own brown sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. On apple butter, my grandmother, when she made apple butter, put brown sugar in hers. And another person, and Tony probably knows them, or the family, they lived out of Martell. Their name was Heading. Lived there on 8 miles of road. She made her own apple butter and everything off the farm, and she used brown sugar.
Oh, there you go, Charlie. A couple people using brown sugar.
Well,
yeah, they
more
use
power
the brown sugar. If you want to make it light, they use the dark, but you can make it light by using the light brown sugar.
Now, what about...
can you buy light or brown...
light or dark brown sugar?
Yeah, no. You can buy either light brown or you can buy the dark brown.
Have you ever heard of dumping butter in it?
No, they never use butter.
Okay.
Use the apples, cook them down. When they got cooked down, they started a little brown sugar in it.
Okay, what did you cook the apples down with? What did you use to cook the apples down?
Put them down? They used a pot.
Yeah, but what in the pot did you put to boil the apples in?
They put a little water to start them out with.
No.
They
used apple cider. They used gallons and gallons of apple cider.
Right, they never use apple cider. They
oh, my land.
Cider,
I'm in a different world, I guess.
Yeah, but they put water to start the apples boiling. When they got boiling good, and everything got down, then that's when she put the brown sugar, and that's all she put in, and a little bit of cinnamon.
Okay, well.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
Boy, Charlie, you get a little feisty on that one.
Oh, yeah. You see, for years and years, 20 or 30 years, I've been where they made apple butter, starting with the Wyandotte County Fair. And on through the years, I've been every place they made apple butter.
And how do they make it at those places?
Like I say, gallons and gallons of apple cider and apple butter or apples cut up into pieces. And you throw all that together and start the fire and stir it and stir it and stir it.
But wouldn't that be tart? There's no sugar in that recipe.
Cider is sweet.
But cider's kind of tart if you would boil it down and you just had apples in there.
Well, I don't, Saturday, go down to George and ask him.
Well, the apple butter stir is tomorrow. I think a lot of people will be at this from 9 to, yeah. I believe it's 3 or 4 at Lawrence Orchards.
More than one person will say, I heard this guy on the radio talking about making apple butter. Boy, does he not know.
Well, no, there's brown sugar, Charlie.
Yeah.
Brown sugar,
I can't believe it.
Why is that a hard-to-believe thing?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm all wrong.
Anybody else can weigh in on this. This is the heavy debate in Marion right now. Apple butter. 740-383-9944. Well, why do they call it apple butter if there's no butter in it?
Because of butter consistency. In other words, you spread it like butter when it's done.
But apple butter is more like applesauce. The consistency of it,
Well, some is, some's not. It depends on how long you boil it.
All I know is you take an English muffin, you toast it, you put some butter on it, and then you put some apple butter, and you're good to go.
I tell you, if you wanted to get a good word or two on it, call over at in the Amish country. If you could contact somebody over there, it makes it.
We should let people know that we're running out of headsets here in the studio.
Oh, yeah, we need a... This is terrible. This is an expensive one to begin with. And it's gone to pot.
5.5 years.
Laying all over the floor.
Now, you've got the last headset over there, Charlie.
One, do I have one? Oh, yeah, I've got one on.
You've got one on. Now, that's how we hear the callers. the one there, the ears busted off of it.
Yeah.
And then the other one, I don't know what happened.
And the one you got on falls on my nose every time I'm on the air.
But what is that, that one? Something happened to the
Somebody
ear.
Somebody had rotten ears.
Rotten ears.
Oh, my.
Well, it
disintegrated the rubber.
Right around the ears.
Yeah.
Something happened to that.
Ooh. Now, I used to work with a guy. His name was Joe Placido.
Was he in the mob?
Well.
Joe Placido.
He went with a gal in Marion. He came here. And Joe had one of these sweating problems. His earphones turned white. From sweat.
Oh.
From evaporating sweat.
Was he nervous?
And you didn't want to touch anything he handled because you'd get white all over your hands.
Do you think that's what happened to the headphones there?
Well, there's no white on there, though.
Well, for people who can't see the headphones, which is 100% of you right now, first of all, let me say this. All the headphones over there with Charlie were bought at the same time. They're all 5.5 years old.
And the brand is Behringer.
Behringer. And the ones you have on your head are just fine.
Yeah.
The ones to your west
are broken.
The west
end. In pieces.
The ear fell off somehow.
Gee whiz.
And then on the other end, around where the ear goes, there's a padding, a black padding, but it's disintegrated.
Yeah, it's starting to disintegrate on this pair.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, you think
just one corner.
Do you think that's sweat?
I wouldn't know what.
I didn't think sweat was acidic.
Maybe it's ear goo. I don't know.
I don't know who uses those, but I don't know what that would be.
But they've been that way for a long time.
They have. They haven't totally deteriorated yet.
Maybe that's why Brandy isn't here. She didn't like those earphones.
We always gave her those earphones, and she was tired of it. And she wanted the pink microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We save that for special people.
That's right.
That's always set aside. 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, we've got about 11 minutes before the big weekend here, and we're having a lot of fun today talking about things going on in Marion that may or may not be true. Dunkin' Donuts, Lee Gardens, apple butter.
Well, you got me hungry now. I might have to stop and get some hot and sour soup.
I wanted some donuts this morning. I haven't had a donut in a long time.
Really? Remember when Dunkin' was there on... by where the drugstore is?
Yeah, there's a Cash Advance place in there now.
Right.
Yeah, right there on the corner of Richland and, what is that, 95?
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, there was no problem. They didn't have a drive-through.
That's right.
You just pulled up and
pulled
you got
your donuts and left.
Got out. Because there was only like 10
seats. That's a bad intersection.
It was right on the corner, too. You don't want to open up your business on the corner.
Not at Bridgeland and Mount Vernon Avenue, no.
That's a bad spot.
Ooh, yeah. Bad.
And there were just like 12 stools in there. There were no tables, so you couldn't stick around.
That's right.
I still don't understand what kind of sandwiches they serve.
Did they serve? I didn't think they did.
But they do now, right? Because that's why they're changing the name to
Beats
Dunkin'.
Beats me. I don't know.
That's what I understood.
Huh.
Maybe a donut sandwich?
Maybe you have to find out on the internet.
Well, somebody told me this morning that Wendy's sells breakfast. I don't think that's true.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a common thing among all those fast food places.
But not Wendy's.
Yeah.
No, Burger King does a breakfast, and McDonald's does a breakfast, but not Wendy's.
Hmm. I'm sure somebody out there could correct us on that.
Yeah, now let us know. Does Wendy's sell breakfast? I don't believe... We have two Wendy's in this town, one on the east and the south end.
Hmm.
740-383-9944. Does Wendy's sell breakfast? But have you ever thought you can't get a donut in a restaurant?
Yeah, I heard you talking about that. You're right.
Why is that?
Well, that would cramp your appetite for other stuff.
Yeah, but they sell bottomless cups of coffee.
Yeah, but donut and coffee, you wouldn't buy anything else. That's it. But if you had just coffee, you might get a breakfast sandwich.
I don't know, but they sell croissants and muffins. Why not a donut? Why would you sell a muffin and not a donut?
I don't know.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
I believe Wendy's is going to start selling breakfast
soon.
But I don't think they do it now.
They don't right now.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, because they're the one that closes early. They close at like 11,
yeah.
And I don't think they're open in the morning.
No. But they're planning on in the pretty near future, I guess.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, thanks for the info.
Sure.
Well, see, there you go.
Okay, that solves that.
Well, we put a check mark in my column on that one. this is the same person who told me that Wendy sells breakfast told me to not talk about apple butter.
Oh, is that right?
Same person.
Woo!
Kind of what do you call that?
Yeah.
Budinsky.
But if you go to the apple butter thing tomorrow.
The stir.
That'll solve the whole.
I ought to drag this person to that stir. Really?
Yeah, really.
Really punish him. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a Wendy's down on 257, like you're going to Muirfield.
Right.
I can't think of the... like the Shawnee Bridge and all that, they sell breakfast.
Oh, they do? Well, what can you get at Wendy's for breakfast?
I got pancakes.
Pancakes?
Wow. Yeah, I did. Because I went down. I don't know if they still do it, but they did sell breakfast there at that Wendy's there at where I just talked about.
That's interesting.
Pretty good.
Shawnee Hills and all that down in there.
All right. Well, hey, thank you.
Okay.
I still think I get
points.
I'm getting
hungry.
Well, this is like the old Orbit show.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, and I was listening to your program. I must have been doing something with Glenn out there, talking to him, and I didn't hear it when it was on, and I was listening to the repeat last night when I was coming in, and this guy called in, and he said that he used to listen, his mother listened to Orbit, and something about his mother and Madge got into a conversation about spanking. Do you remember this?
No, I don't.
And he said he was going to tell the story, but he didn't tell the story that day.
Wow.
Do you remember anything about this?
No, I sure don't.
Something about them getting in some kind of conversation about corporal punishment, and then a principal getting mad, and it happened on the Orbit show.
Oh. I've got the Orbit cookbook.
I have one of them.
Oh, do you?
But okay. I don't have both of them.
Oh, I didn't know there were two.
But that doesn't make any sense, because Madge was not a good cook.
No, I can't recall anything she ever cooked.
She made, what's the cookie? Anise cookie?
Oh, Springerly.
Springerly. She made those.
She did?
Yeah. Yep.
That's quite extensive. You have to have a roller, you know, a roller with impressions.
Matter of fact, the first time I met Madge, she was in the kitchen in an apron making Springerlies.
Oh, my land.
Yep. Yep.
She must have had some anise.
She had some anise.
Yeah.
But in all the years you knew Madge and the years I knew her, I never saw her cook.
No, I never did either.
Just the spring.
I didn't think she could. And I used to get Madge. I'd say, Madge, I met one of your students over in LaRue the other day, and she, She'd frown because that was a long time ago.
Well, it's she was a teacher, and it's funny. If you look, you could not find her age anywhere.
Oh.
Did you ever know it? Did you ever figure it out?
No, I never did.
She was very particular
very
about
sensitive,
that.
Very sensitive, yeah.
But she would have been a lot older than you.
There was only one other person that I never knew. Ed Miller's wife, Phil Miller. She used to play for George Kasotis. And Ed himself. Ed wanted to, he wanted to tell you how old he was, but he was afraid of his wife finding out. She was the most sensitive person that ever lived about age.
Well, I think it was probably with Madge because she was so much older than all of the rest
right,
of you.
Yeah.
Because she would have been, what year were you born, Charlie? 34?
34, yeah.
So she would have been 24 years older than you.
Okay.
So that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
She'd have been old enough to be your mother.
Yeah, right.
Now, did you think of her that old in those days?
No.
Yep.
I just saw it as somebody else I work with.
Well, was there any camaraderie? Well, you used to say her and Marge, you would go have dinner at the airport.
Well, yeah, every now and then we'd go out for dinner, but we never had all that camaraderie.
No. So what'd you talk about at dinner?
Beats me. Well, who's going to pay the bill? Maybe.
Did Madge pick up the check?
No.
No, she never
it was
did.
Each one of us had to. Yep.
So no big money there at the time.
No.
But her and Joe, I heard that this morning when I was driving in at 7:30, your birthday show was playing.
Oh.
And you were talking about her relationship with Joe Peters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which was, that's out of the bag now.
Yeah, it was all in fun, but it didn't sound like it.
But he made fun of her weight, you said.
Oh, her size, everything.
But she wasn't a big woman.
No, but he let on like she was.
Did she laugh?
No, she didn't laugh.
Now, what's the other thing I was going to bring up? We talked about, if that guy's listening, I'd love to hear the story about Orbit and corporal punishment and the principal, whatever that was all about.
A lot of things I can remember, that's not one of them.
Said it was his mother, but he didn't have time to tell it that day, but he would call back in and tell it.
That could have been when Charlie Mertz or Dick Strobel worked with Madge on Orbit.
Could have been. And, well, there was also, your lady called in yesterday. This was interesting. You hadn't heard from her in 40 years. You're a recipe woman. Now, where's she
Kathy
today?
Kathy Thiel, yeah.
Where's Kathy? Where, what, how do you make apple butter?
Yeah.
She would know.
Oh, she sure would.
Kathy, call in.
Yeah.
740. Well, we got 4 minutes.
Oh, do we?
Is that what we got?
It's 12:58 right now.
2 minutes.
Okay.
Kathy could rip that off in two minutes.
Oh, yeah. She was a great source for cooking. Oh, my land.
We need her on this show.
Yeah. I graduated with a Thiel girl. In fact, had dinner with her yesterday.
Oh, did you?
She's 85.
Wow.
Yeah.
Same age as you.
All my classmates are 85.
Well, you all graduated the same. How many is left?
Well, that's right. We did. I don't know how many are left. But we have usually up to 10 people in a gathering every month.
I'm going to get out of here and go through the drive-thru at Lee Gardens.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Get some, what's the thing? I don't think there's a drive-thru.
Hot and sour, I love.
So what did we learn today? We learned that Dunkin' Donuts... Yeah, right. Nothing of any pertinence. Dunkin' Donuts is going in where the house is.
Yeah.
And they're going to put a turnstile.
The old beauty shop. Yeah.
The old beauty shop next to Jiffy Lube. And then we learned that... what was that? I can't talk about apple butter. Wendy's doesn't serve breakfast, but they do.
Yeah, I sure hope to heck tomorrow you get to talk to somebody that makes apple butter.
At the Apple Store.
Yeah.
Well, I just think there's brown sugar involved.
Well, that'd be... Well, I never made it, but I've watched it over the years. Never saw anybody put apple or brown sugar in it.
Well, what would give it the sweetness? Because apple butter's more sweet than tart.
Cider and apples.
But isn't cider tart?
Well, I don't know. Not to me, it's sweet. But when it's boiled down, well, that's a good question. Maybe they do put brown sugar in it. I don't know. You'll find out tomorrow.
We'll find out. I'm going to go to that Apple Store.
Oh, yes. And,
because
you've
it's
got to
be a good day for it.
Yeah.
And next Friday, it'll be November.
I don't know if they charge or not.
Well, probably for the apple butter.
Well, yeah.
But I don't think to get in.
Okay.
That I know of.
All right.
If I'm wrong, I guess you can blame me. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us on this Friday. Yeah. A lot of participation.
We made it.
We appreciate your participation and all those things. And maybe one day an apple butter recipe will show up.
Yeah.
And we and for the record book, the donut of the day is the maple frosted one at
maple
Dunkin' Donuts.
Frosted, okay.
And if you go to Dunkin' Donuts today, they have 26 varieties out.
Wow.
There you go. Have a great weekend. Stay tuned for much more here on WWGH Radio.
Legendary newsman and former host of the Today Show, Hugh Downs.
So with only 3 minutes left and 25 days, you have a big birthday coming up on Valentine's Day.